Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
BHA, no BHT+, plus, no soy, no sesame, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat. Okay?
Sorry, what ingredients can we use?
Anyway, I will be putting together a special bake sale police force that will monitor the food, that will destroy any offensive treats, and prosecute the wrongdoers.
Yes.
So, who will be my first volunteer for the bake sale police force? I think we're gonna have Amy Mitchell.
What?
That's what you get for being late, sweetie.
No.
What's that now?
I've had a really long day. I've been bruised and burned. Knocked unconscious. I screwed up my daughter's first day at soccer, and I hand-searched my son's poo for a pen cap. And my poor dog has vertigo. I mean, who knew that that was even a real thing, you guys? God, I'm drowning at work, and my boss is a fucking moron. And 3 hours ago, I may or may not have committed a felony hit and run. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm done. I quit.
Hey everyone, welcome to Marriage and Martinis.
Hey everybody.
Today we are talking about being hot mess parents, and that was a clip from Bad Moms. Why are you smelling your microphone?
No, I'm telling you to get closer.
Oh, looks like you were smelling microphone.
No, I'm trying to like hint to you without speaking over you and saying get closer to your microphone.
Well, you do weird stuff with smelling, so I thought you were smelling your microphone.
No.
Okay, so that was a clip from Bad Moms, which is a fantastic movie. Most of you women out there have probably seen it. I don't know how many men have seen it. I know Adam hasn't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. I really want to see it now after watching the clips, to get ready for this.
They're so great.
Yeah.
And you'll identify with it, I think, a lot. But, all right, so Bad Moms was put out, I think it was 2016. And then Bad Moms Christmas just came out this past year, which was cute. Not as good as the first one, but it was cute. And a few interesting tidbits about Bad Moms. The main actresses, there are six of them, and they are all moms in real life, so they can sort of connect with the characters, which is great. And I also read that there's going to be a spinoff called Bad Dads.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't confirm that, but I did read it.
I should totally be in that.
You should be in
that.
They should base it off you. They need to question you.
I want to be part of that movie.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Anybody listening out there that can get me into that?
To the Bad Dads movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even have to act. You could just be yourself.
Oh, that's fucking great.
It's the same writers as the movies of The Hangover. Same writers, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a fun, version of that. Different, but fun. And it's fun because it shows moms partying. And it's it kind of represents the part of us. And I think all of us have this part that just says, hey, let's just be real. Let's stop with all of this bullshit about trying to be perfect and trying to maintain this version of motherhood that is, it's tiring already. It's exhausting. So it's presenting it's sort of a F you to this version of parenting that I think almost in the last decade has sort of gotten out of control. So I like it for that reason. But on the other hand, I'm upset because Rotten Tomatoes only gave it a 58% rating. It did not get good reviews.
How accurate are they usually?
I don't know, but 58% is pretty low. And it's a great movie. And I think it's sort of, I know it's a comedy, but I also think it's sort of an important movie because it represents motherhood in a way that I think people can identify to more than we want to admit. So it makes it okay to admit it.
Well, it's probably a bunch of men over at Rotten Tomatoes.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Fuck men. Right.
Wow, that was awesome.
All right, that was my one
nice thing to get this thing started. You'll screw it up quickly, I'm sure. Okay, so you want me to give a definition of a hot mess parent according to Urban Dictionary?
Sure.
Okay, so the Urban Dictionary, well, hot mess mom. I don't know if a hot mess parent is a thing.
Yeah, I have that in my notes, too.
Okay, that I think it's just hot mess mom.
Right.
But the Urban Dictionary says, it's a mom who will never drink hot coffee without reheating it in the microwave, basically, because I think we're not on top of our stuff. So we make coffee, we're running around doing 1,000 things, but that's just motherhood. I don't think that's anything to do with a hot mess. We're just constantly busy. The mom whose husband, children, and fellow moms shake their heads because they all know, I guess, that they're a hot mess mom and that, you know, they're always quote unquote messing up. The mom who forgets to sign permission slips, who forgets to bake for the bake sale, who doesn't show up at meetings, PTA meetings, conferences, all that stuff. And most likely, you know, your clothes are dirty if you're a hot mess mom. Your kids' clothes might be dirty or they're missing some underwear. And the hot mess mom is actually rocking it because she's doing a better job than she even thinks, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
So... you want to add to anything with that?
Well, I have kind of my definition of...
Yeah, let's hear it.
Because we were, like I said, I had that same thing in my notes where the hot mess parenting thing I don't think exists. It's more of the hot mess mom. It's more towards, I guess, because typically moms raise the kids, right? Or no?
I don't know. I guess you have to be careful with that because there are a lot of dads out there who are single dads and who are raising kids.
Right.
So, and who's now a lot of wives work and the dads stay home. So we're getting, luckily, I think we're getting into a phase. I think that has been in the past. I think now it's getting more, not more equal, but I think more dads are raising kids than ever before.
Okay. But like we said, this term refers more to the hot mess mom because maybe there is no hot mess dad.
Yeah.
We just know how to do it right. That's all. Did I just lose my credibility for the...
it's over.
No.
It was fun while it was.
So I thought the hot mess mom more refers...
Wait, by the way, hot mess dad?
Yes.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning and you're drinking grapefruit vodka.
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Just let's leave it there.
Okay. All right, hot mess mom with their screwdriver.
Okay, but...
So, right. I think the hot mess mom term refers to, like, not trying to be the perfect parent. Like, you know what you can do really well, and you, like, just really kick ass at it, and you do those things perfectly. Like, what's important to you, and you can get that stuff done. But the things that you guys can't do, like, you kind of just... don't try as hard because it's not important in your mind and you just don't work as hard to get those things done. You're not looking for perfection. You're just trying to take it day by day and take care of the stuff that you feel is important.
And so you're not looking at the hot mess mom term as a negative term.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, okay. Because no. I think it can be. I think people can view it as she's a hot mess.
I think it's – no. I think you guys are kicking ass in what's important or at least what's important to you. Or to how you and your husband or wife or, you know, whatever it is. But the thing.
So maybe we need to call it something. Maybe we need to come up with a better term than hot mess. Because hot mess.
No, I think... like it.
Okay.
Because you know what? I don't look at it as degrading. I think it's more like, yeah, I'm a fucking hot mess. Like, I get shit done that I think needs to get done. And the things that don't, okay.
Okay.
Like,
well, maybe your wife is such a hot mess that you sort of have no other way to look at it but that. But I think that maybe, I don't know, maybe we need to come up with some kind of a better...
I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how am I a hot mess mom, in your opinion?
Oh, I got some good ones for this. Okay. So the whole, like, taking care of forms, you're like, it's not even existent to you. Like, medical, I get, all right, let me back up here. Every single summer, the camps want the medical forms for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I get calls every single day from the camp. Where are the medical forms? Where'd they go? Like, what's going on? Are they coming? Did you get that? I said, yeah, let me just talk to my wife. She's taking care of it. Yeah, still doesn't happen. So I end up taking care of it, and you send them to me.
I'm sorry. You end up calling the doctor's office and getting the medical forms?
I went to the doctor's office, picked up the medical forms.
The medical forms that I told them to write up.
Yeah, 2 days before camp started.
Okay, that's right? True.
Yeah.
But you are not, don't make it like you're the one who calls the doctor's office. I called you and I was like, do you know where the doctor's office is?
Are you good at medical forms? Are you good at filling out forms?
No,
for school?
But you made it sound as if you end up taking care of it. You don't end up taking care of it.
Yes, I do. I'm the one who ends up getting the camp the forms.
Okay, but I'm the one who gets the forms to you to get to the camp.
2 days before camp starts.
All right. That's true. Okay. I'm terrible at forms.
Yeah. Okay. So don't fight me on this.
But, okay, you're giving yourself a little too much credit. But, okay, yes.
Wait, this is about you being a hot mess mom, not me.
Okay. No, I 100%. I'm horrible with paperwork. Good. Yeah. Awful.
Right. Awful. Stop. Right there. Okay, and little. I see a lot of, like, little things. Like, you're tired in the morning, you had a bad night's sleep, and you don't want to get the kids ready to get to the bus. It's too early. And you say, it's okay if I take them late, right? That's not a big deal, right? And I end up driving them to school late on my way to work, and just because it was a rough morning, so I didn't make the bus, right?
That's correct.
Just answer.
Yes, 100%.
Without me being
wrong. Not a lot, but it does happen.
Right.
No, seriously.
You're very defensive about these.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but it doesn't. It doesn't happen. I mean, it happens once in a while.
I give up. All right.
Come on. No, I'm saying it happens once in a while. Okay, go ahead.
Again, look, most of what I see is in the mornings, right? Because it's...
Because that's the only time you're home.
Craziness. Yeah, getting ready for school or camp or whatever. And the kids say, okay, where's my grilled cheese for lunch? You made it, right? Yeah, fuck you. Buy lunch. I'm not making grilled cheese today.
I don't say fuck you to them. I say it under my breath.
I know. I hear it. I just
right. You know what I'm thinking. I don't actually say fuck you to them, but I do say you can buy lunch.
Right.
I usually preface it with you're not a prince or a princess.
Right.
I don't need to make you a grilled cheese. Or especially our 12-year-old. I'm like, if you don't make your lunch, then you're buying lunch. That's it. Okay. You're not so... Yeah, but yes, with our 10-year-old and our 10-year-old likes to buy lunch, but our 6-year-old, I'm like, they're every freaking morning, he wants a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And there's some mornings and I'm like, I didn't get to it. So
I got, honestly, like, I wasn't even good at this. Like, I know you're a hot mess, mom. I get it. But, like, specifically, I was having trouble just getting examples.
All right, I can give you tons of examples.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you do it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, well, I am definitely a hot mess mom in the fact that, I mean, it's like you said about forms, it's not just camp, it's teachers, you know, permission slips. Ian has to get a Monday folder signed every week, but that shows that I looked at his test grades and everything. And, you know, every Tuesday he comes back and says, Mom, you forgot to sign my Monday folder. So, just any kind of forms. I'm horrible with paperwork. Even birthday party RSVPs. Someone is always texting me saying, hey, are you coming to the birthday party tomorrow? You haven't RSVP'd. Mm-hmm. So horrible.
That's a good one. RSVPing.
No, I'm horrible at all RSVPs. Yes, yeah. Everything. I think I'm always texting my friends to find out about school functions or extracurricular activities. Like if your kid is in the same class with my kid, you're probably praying that they're not, because you know that I'm going to be texting you every day. Like,
right.
What's the assignment? What's the project? What time is the class party? What time? I keep track of nothing. It's terrible. But my friends know that, and luckily they're very nice about it, and they have their crap together. Luckily, I think as far as we're talking about birthday parties, I always buy the gift on the way to the birthday party. I always sign the card on the way to the birthday party. Never prepared. I don't do nothing is done in advance.
No, any event we ever go to,
yeah,
you're filling out the card before we leave.
100%.
Signing the check, putting it in the card.
Yep, and I love the person just as much,
right.
But I cannot get a handle on things. I get the school absence letter every single year, like towards the beginning of the year. You can't have more than 10 absences.
The one where they say they're taking you to court.
Because, yeah, if you have more absences, they're taking you to court. Yeah,
that makes sense.
So, you know, I can't, like a lot of other kids get the perfect attendance, and my kids could probably get the worst attendance award. But I also think that it's a little bit ridiculous, the whole attendance thing. Like there are a lot of reasons to miss school that don't just have to do with illness, and my kids miss
school. Yeah, but what does a good, perfect attendance, like what's the award?
Well, I guess it's, you know, sometimes I guess it could be hard on the teachers because they miss a lot of school but anyway, okay. I get the attendance letter all the time, and it frustrates me. I think I'm not always on top of the kids' schoolwork. I don't know exactly what's going on in school all the time, but I also think that the teachers, I'm also very close with all the teachers in the sense that, listen, I'm not the mom who's going to be texting you every day saying, you know, complaining or asking why my kid got a bad test score or why his clip got moved down in class if he wasn't behaving. I'm the type of mom who's like, listen, I get it. My kid is not perfect. And, you know, thank you for, look, be nice to my kid. Give him a nice, safe environment. Treat him nicely. And we're going to be great friends, you know. So I think a lot of times the teachers appreciate that about me. I'm sure they want me to send my forms back more, mm-hmm. you know, on time. But I think in other ways they appreciate the fact that I'm a hot mess, because I'm also not the type of mom who's, you know, up their ass all the time, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term. And my house is always a mess. So I can't keep up with it. Yeah, it is. It's just life. It is. It's a mess. And it's a mess because I have 3 kids and 2 dogs, and I can't pretend otherwise. You walk in and I say to you, it's a mess. And I am apologizing about the mess when people walk in, but I don't want to apologize about the mess.
Yeah, do you actually?
I think so. I think with our best friends now, they just know. They come over, it's a mess, and it's a mess. It's not dirty, it's just messy.
It's lived in
yeah. But it's more than lived in, right. It's, you know, it's, we have, you know, you come in and there's underwear, there's not supposed to be underwear, kids underwear, because they took off, you know, there's a wet bathing suit in the corner, it's not just the regular mess, mm-hmm. It's a little more than that,
right?
But okay, so those are the ways I could go on all day. Mm-hmm. But I love my kids. They're happy kids. We do a lot. They get a lot of great experiences. We do a lot of cool stuff with them. But we also, you know, they're probably a little less regimented than other kids because the parents aren't regimented.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but okay. I'll go with that.
Just nod and smile. Or smile and nod.
Hey.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
All right, ways you're a hot mess dad.
Oh, man, this was fun. All right, so how am I a hot mess dad? All right, so I definitely do things that are, you know, out of the norm and possibly borderline abusive.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't say that, borderline abusive. Literally, I spend every day of my life keeping Dyfus out of my home. You cannot say borderline abusive. All
right, well, let's let them decide.
No.
No? Stop looking at the thing that, like, we should stop and edit.
I'm ready to stop and edit. I think that that's bad, but okay.
Really? Wait, why is it bad? Why?
Borderline abusive?
Oh, come on.
No one's going to interpret that as being cute. You're borderline abusive is a terrible term. No, we are not borderline abusive. Not even a little.
No,
we're
you
fabulous
are
parents.
Not borderline abusive.
Okay, fine. If they come and take you away, it's all on you. Go ahead.
All right, you tell me if it's borderline abusive. But
I've been there for all of it.
Right.
So.
Exactly. But all right, so like the time in Target. Anne was how old? Two? Three?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Acting up, going crazy for whatever reason it was, whatever toy or stupid thing he wanted, mm-hmm. and wouldn't shut up and wouldn't stop. So as we were walking, I saw an empty shelf.
An empty high shelf.
A high shelf, yeah, like a fifth shelf up. And I said, okay, you want a timeout? And I put him up on the shelf, laid him across the whole shelf. And he shut up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
He was like paralyzed.
Okay.
He was like, what is going on?
But nobody was. Oh, by the way, we're going to put this picture up.
Yeah. So I'm so glad we took a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
So I'm walking ahead of you in Target. And all of a sudden, and I'm like, I mean, I'm definitely at my wit's end with him, too. He was, like you said, wouldn't buy him something. He was going crazy. You've all been there. You know what we're talking about. You're mm-hmm. in the middle of a toy section. They want some kind of toy for no reason at all other than that you're at the store and they think that they deserve something.
Right.
So we're walking and I'm walking ahead and all of a sudden I hear him quiet and I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, I took care of shit.
And then I turn around and my son is on a top shelf in Target. And I just keep walking because I don't want to be affiliated with it at all. Although secretly, I'm like, that was kind of fucking
damn
smart.
Good job.
Yeah.
Right. Second, right? At the house when he was again being, it's always Ian, right?
You're stealing all my shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had all of this.
Right, should I save this one for you?
No. Go ahead. Okay. I want to hear you tell the story.
So again, Ian. Acting up and whatever he was doing, I don't remember. So
we had guests over, and he was just, again acting like it, like just being a brat.
We had people over, and then so I took him aside. Danielle obviously said to me, "Take care of it." So I did, and he shut up. Nobody heard him screaming anymore, and that was the end of it. Right?
Yeah, you're missing a very important part.
I'll let you tell that part.
You want me to tell it?
Sure.
So
it's on your list too. So
okay. So in. So yeah, Ian was acting our middle son. He was, you know, acting up and being crazy, and we had guests over who we didn't know very well. And all of a sudden, he's quiet. So I'm walking around to try to find him, thinking I'd put him in timeout somewhere. And I walk past the stairwell, and Ian is handcuffed to the stairwell.
In time out, which is what I was supposed to do.
In time out. I guess you were trying to put him in time out, and he wouldn't stay.
He wouldn't stay. So I had to find a way for him to stay.
Right, so he stayed. yes, and I have no idea what the people who were over thought of that or...
By the way, I have a book coming out if anybody wants to purchase of how to parent properly.
Yes.
Find it on Amazon.
Yes. Right. It's right next to Dr. Phil's book. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Okay. So aside from that, let's switch over to a different kid. So I'm never quite sure which school Mia goes to. I've dropped her off at the wrong school. But in all fairness to me, in our town, she does a lot of school jumping around.
Yeah, they have a lot of different schools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, sixth grade
but you
in
know
itself.
She's at each school for at least a year.
Right.
So she's at each school for, like, at least 365
days. She
days.
Has to go to preschool, elementary school, sixth grade school, middle school, mm-hmm. high school. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not easy to keep track
no,
of.
No.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. I feel
she's
for you.
She's, like, 15 already, so it's hard
she's
to know.
She's 12.
12, right. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to know where she's going.
All right, go ahead.
So I've brought her to the wrong school before, and I've picked her up from the wrong school before. I'm never quite sure where she is or what school she's at.
Well, okay, so I'll go into the story. I'll tell the story.
I didn't want to bore her with the story.
Well, you tell a story like old people make love, so
right.
I'll tell the story.
You mean hot.
I... sent you one morning. She had a project due, big project, very important. So, and it was raining outside. So I said, Adam, can you drive her to school on your way to work? And you said, sure, you know, I'll drive her. And so you proceed to take her to school with her project. And she's about to get out of the car. And she looks out the window and she says, Daddy, this isn't where I go to school. And you were like, oh, right.
But where, she did. Where, so it wasn't the wrong school.
She did a year ago.
Well, she went there.
Okay. So you said to her, so where do you go to school?
Right.
And then she took you. And then another time, Ian. Oh, so all our kids you've had. Oh, no, it's Ian again. I dropped my credit card in elementary school when I was volunteering there one day. I don't know why or how, but I dropped my credit card. And for some reason, the secretary called you. I guess that you were the emergency contact. And they called you and said, we have your wife's credit card. Just let us know what, you know, what teacher does your son have? And we'll leave the credit card in his classroom. He can bring home to your wife. And you were like, yeah. I think my son is in second grade. Does that help?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, but what teacher? And you were like, I have no clue.
And I still don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were, yeah. I think probably dads know.
I don't think so. I bet you anybody listening to this can relate to that.
All right. So I want a poll of how many dads know what their kids' teachers' names are.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay. I know. Look, we're friendly with Ian's teacher, so obviously I know her name. But right. I don't know. I don't know the other two now.
Well, Mia now has like seven teachers, so that's hard.
Right, right.
But I do know the teachers' names. But yes, that I understand. But for to have one teacher in second grade, you should know the name.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hot mess dad for sure.
And
oh boy,
speaking of hot mess mom, the reason the school called me is they probably called you first, but you don't answer your damn phone.
Right, that's true. I never answer the phone.
So
yes,
yeah.
Actually, our youngest son did say to his teacher. She said, you know, I need to call your mom. And he said, no, don't call her. And she said, no, I need to call her. And he said, no, you can't call her. You should only text her. She doesn't answer your phone. So, yes, no, yeah, don't call me.
Mom at
no,
the finest.
It's not 1995. Don't call me. Text me.
Right. Sure. I'm going to add another picture to the blog page for this because there's a great one for Jonah that when you were away – I was taking care of the kids and I was
quote unquote taking care of
I was
kids.
Babysitting.
Yeah.
And I was
right when the kids say who's baby when I have a girls night, the kids say, who's babysitting us tonight? And I'm like, Daddy. I'm like, oh
yeah. So I was trying to be the not hot mess dad. I was trying to be the perfect parent and I had Jonah's bag ready for the morning. Like everything was in there on the counter, ready to go. All he had to do was take it and leave. Next morning we wake up and his water bottle spilled all over everything. And I ruined his whole bag, his homework, everything. And trying to do the right thing, but it blew up in my face. So I ended up writing a letter to the teacher. I'm going to post it on the blog.
Hey, you never put the water bottle in the book bag.
All right, listen.
But go ahead.
Right. No, I'm not going to bore with the whole story, but I'm going to put the letter up because it was funny.
Well, yeah, the letter is very funny. You said to the teacher, it was very cute, and he had an adorable young teacher who, you know, was very cool. And you said to her in the note, you know, I'm really sorry. This isn't Jonah's fault. I already moved my clip down.
Which, nobody knows what that means.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's true. But in first grade or in elementary school, a lot of times they have a clip chart where everyone's clip starts on green. And during the day, if you misbehave, you get moved down to yellow and then orange and then red. Or if you behave, you know, you move up to blue or purple. So you said, I already moved my clip down and they all got a kick out of it. And supposedly they were all talking about it in the teacher's lounge.
Yeah,
so
right.
See, like sometimes I think they appreciate us being hot mess
right,
parents.
Exactly.
Like they get a kick out of it and they know that we are good parents. We just are not on top of our game. So.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let me do two quick ones. I have two more.
Stories?
Yeah. No, stories. Just yeah, no, how I'm a hot mess.
You don't know how to do a quick story.
No, that's why I said I let you tell my stories. All of my kids know the Family Guy theme song by heart.
Right.
Mia's seen every episode. Mm-hmm. And anytime we watch it, Jonah does the Family Guy dance during the opening theme.
There's a dance?
No, it's Jonah's dance. But okay. It's like
plays it. Yeah. Right, our six-year-old.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my kids love Family Guy.
Well, I think we should do a whole episode on how we decide what our kids can watch and can't watch, because I think our, I don't know what the word is, list of things, of criteria for what our kids and can't watch is much different mm-hmm. than the average parent.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another good example of how we're hot mess parents. I mean,
well, I don't know if that's hot mess as much as we're just more lenient in some sense or different.
Well, that's a great transition to my last reason.
Okay.
So I don't think this makes me a hot mess. I think it makes me really cool.
Okay.
It's the only time everybody's going to ever call me cool. But the music that I bond over with the kids mm-hmm. is definitely not appropriate. Mm-hmm. But
well, again, I think appropriate as a term is a very loosely based, subjective term.
Well, all right. So
our appropriate and somebody else's appropriate is completely different.
Correct. So I guess in the norm. So all the kids love Guns N' Roses, love Green Day. We've taken Ian to the Green Day concert twice where, every other word is an F-bomb or whatever. Doesn't matter. And tell the story about Ian with Green Day.
You could tell a story. I don't want you to be scared.
I'm not allowed to tell stories.
No. I tell a story. I don't want you to feel scared to tell stories. Now I'm feeling bad.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. All right. I apologize.
So at age three, right?
Yeah, around that.
Okay, whatever it was.
Two, three.
All right, huge Green Day fan. Our middle son, I think we've probably mentioned before, he's a drummer, and he's big into Green Day, always has been since he's two. Has his, what's it called? Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero.
And he was recently watching the Green Day Live movie or whatever it was on, and he comes downstairs, strums the guitar like a rock star. You want to start a fucking war?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, which is what Billy Joe says, at the concert. Right. And listen, you that can never happen and get mad at a kid for that because I was too busy laughing my shit. Like,
and proud because it's Green. Like, Green Day. And they have a whole political background and we explain the not at 3 years old, but, more recently.
Well, he understands words are okay when it comes to
music,
having a message.
And art and culture. Yeah.
That you don't go out and start cursing with your friends.
Yeah, I think he curses with his friends.
He does. Right. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it's okay when you're singing a song that presents a message.
Right. Well, we haven't had an incident where, we do let him curse when he's playing the drums and he's singing along to the music and everything. But we also haven't had I've never had a parent or a teacher say to me, your son is cursing. So he does know, and we have said to him several times, listen, this is not something, you don't go out of the house and start saying these words. This is something that is, has to do with the music that you're playing and, the message that they're sending he doesn't do it otherwise. Mm-hmm. So we've been lucky like that. If it started to be a problem, we would change, our rules. But it hasn't been.
So how else do you think I'm a hot mess dad?
I mean, that was mostly
Yeah,
it was mostly those things. It's I think as a couple, as a parenting team, we're we Uber everywhere with our kids when we take them out mm-hmm. because
and they love it.
They love it, yeah. Sure. But, we're also, if we go out and have drinks, we won't drive and we just play it safe in Uber. And we say to them, if you have drinks, you don't drive. Mm-hmm. So,
see, we're hot mess parents with a reason.
Right. But I think there are probably a lot of parents out there who just don't drink in front of their kids.
Well, that's their problem.
Don't say it.
I'm allowed to say that.
Okay. So I also think that some people would say we're hot mess parents in the sense, and, you know, I disagree with this, but that's for another episode. And we talk a little bit about this in the sex episode. But, you know, we leave our kids with a babysitter or grandparents often so we can go away together for the night or for the week or.
Well, we have, which we haven't gone through. How are we unconventional? Like, as far as.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. I mean, I think that's a whole other episode.
This kind of fits. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think unconventional is different because that's a conscious choice about, you know, how you're raising your kids.
And... All right, so we should save those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we won't even get into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but I have a Never Have I Ever game.
Ooh.
A drinking game.
Okay. Let's cheers first before
cheers.
We even.
Oh, yay. To being hot mess parents.
Go closer to
the mic. Oh, sorry. No, but seriously, cheers, because it's 9 o'clock in the morning and mm-hmm. we're drinking. But our kids are not here. They're sleeping at their grandparents'.
People don't do that?
I don't know. I mean, if we were at brunch, we would do it. Right. It'd be okay. Okay, so Never Have I Ever. People at home can play along. People in your cars, if, I don't know, honk or something every time you... I don't know. You can't drink, so... okay, so any of these that you can relate to, just, I don't know. Cheers. All right, never have I ever, I'm going to start out easy. Never have I ever given my kid an iPad for almost an entire day so I could just rest and relax. Chug.
Are we answering these? I mean, because, yeah. Or did you just write all the ones that we do? We're
no, I didn't write these. I got these. I got a lot of these from BuzzFeed.
Oh, these aren't even yours.
No, I got them from other places.
So never have I ever let my kid play
use
the iPad.
Use an iPad for almost an entire day so I could rest.
Right, let me exactly. get the mm-hmm. handle of Tito's.
Mm-hmm. We love you, Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never have I ever let my kid eat junk food for breakfast because I was too lazy to make them a healthy breakfast. You, I feel like, always.
Always what?
If I'm not home for breakfast, I feel like you always make them, like, you always, like, let them have crap for breakfast.
Wait a minute. I make them omelets. That's I make true. Them.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah. You drink on that one.
Right. But it's funny because one thing that I was thinking also about being a hot mess parent is, like, sometimes I'll say to the kids, like, you better eat that one bite of banana or you can't have your dessert. Like, one fucking bite of banana mm-hmm. is going to do anything for them as far as health goes. But I feel better as a parent, like, being like, oh, my kid ate a banana. But they didn't really eat a banana. They ate one bite mm-hmm. of a banana. But I feel like I do that all the time. You eat that one bite of cantaloupe or whatever. You know, like.
Well, maybe it, like, instills a message into them where they have to know that you have to eat something.
I don't know. I almost think it's making them hate eating that stuff even more. Mm. I wonder. But it makes me feel better as a parent. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever brought my kids to school late. We talked about this because I was up too late binge watching a show or out with friends the night before and was too tired or hungover to take them to school on time. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever missed a birthday party or school function because I forgot. I mean.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. I keep drinking. Text all the time saying the party started 30 minutes ago. Are you coming?
I have two holes in my sock.
Yeah, that's sad. Why do you have holes in
I
your
think
socks?
It's time to get rid of these.
Well, why did you why
oh because I'm on my feet all day working
right
yeah
right okay never have I ever had my kid wear the same underwear 2 days in a row because I hadn't done laundry and was out of clean underwear. I mean
you just turn it around and put it on backwards. It's okay.
Why do you do that,
right? No, for you kids,
would
not
never,
me.
Right, you
Are you
would
crazy?
Never. No way.
Oof.
Yeah, no way. Can you think of any others?
I have a pair of underwear, two times as many as I need for the week. So I probably have 14 pairs of underwear
mm-hmm.
to make sure I never.
Yeah, no, have you're, to... you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there's a third hole in my sock.
God.
What is going on here?
No one cares about the holes in your socks.
All right. What else?
I think that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think basically I would just say, you know, we're going to play some more of another Bad Moms clip end. But I think that to take away from this is just a hot mess is not – it shouldn't be a negative term.
I think we're pretty cool parents.
Yeah,
right?
I think that, you know, you have to – wonder what's important and what's not important, and we've made our decisions. And
listen, we get shit done. You screw up, I screw mm-hmm. up, we all screw up.
Right. Listen, at the end of the day, we're raising kind kids.
Right.
We're constantly like reiterating to them that they have to be good people. They have to accept people for their backgrounds and, you know, like be accepting and tolerant of people. And I think that that at the end of the day is our main goal. So I don't think that baking for a bake sale or, you know, I mean, it's great if you do it and you're on top of that. That's fantastic.
We're not anti-perfect parenting. Like if
well, there's no perfect parenting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you strive hard to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to make things perfect for your family, all the best to you.
Yeah.
Like that's great.
Absolutely.
We're, yeah, we're
and
not
I'm a little jealous.
It.
Like, if you could make my kid a bento box lunch, I'd be super into it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like one of those box lunches that has, like, the separate compartments and you put fruit and, like, chia seeds. And
ooh, could somebody send me one of those?
Yeah, I mean, I would be super into one. Somebody else doing it for my kid, but I can't do it.
Right.
No, not okay. I can't do it. But listen, I'm super, like, I'm impressed with any mom who can because I...
Well, that's what I was saying.
Like, yeah, and I do have... I have friends who are really on top of their game and are, you know, when my kid goes to their house, I'm like, oh, thank goodness he's going to experience, like, you know, what an organized, responsible family looks like because he's not getting it here. But kids come to our house and it's fun and it's comfortable and, you know, there's no judgment and that's a nice thing too. So, yeah. So,
okay.
I hope that people will, if you're a hot mess mom, I hope you're feeling more like, you know, be proud. Who cares? You're doing it. You're getting, like, listen, at the end of the day, your kid's healthy and your kid's alive and it's all good.
I want to know how you guys are hot mess parents. Let us know.
Okay.
Send us emails, marriagemartinis@gmail.com.
And we'll talk about it on another episode for sure.
Put it on Facebook or comment on the blog at marriagemartinis.com because we are going to post that and I want to see if you guys have any really interesting things that we haven't even thought of.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is that possible?
Would love to, I don't know, but I would love to hear it.
Is it possible to be a hot mess other than what we do?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure we do that too. We just haven't mentioned it.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, what else? Yeah, so I said check us out on Facebook.
If you Marriage and Martinis,
and
Instagram.
Please.
Oh, speaking of which, I just posted a picture, a video of you snoring on Instagram.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, okay.
Did you post your video of you snoring?
No, go ahead. Post it. Oh, yeah. I want people to rate and review or rate.
You
how,
posted who... mine without posting yours?
I don't have mine. Why would I take a video of myself snoring?
Oh, my God, because you know that I have it.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm all right with that. It can't be worse than yours,
oh,
so
man.
It's all good.
This is tough life, guys. please, all right, listen. Go to iTunes, rate and review. That's so important.
Subscribe.
To us. Subscribe on Apple Podcast. All right, so we're on, yeah, all those things. Podcast, Spotify, everything else.
Are we on Google Play?
I don't know.
Oh, you need to find that out.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Are we done? Did we wrap it up? Like, are we good?
I don't know. I mean, sure. Yeah.
All right.
I think, yeah, it's good. Go see Bad Moms if you haven't, or watch it with your spouse. Men, you'll like it too.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks.